you know, sound to them. I mean, the whole CD is in Bulgarian. The only thing that's not is, like, the little linear note that says, like, recorded in blah, blah, blah. Really cool album art, too. It has kind of a mysterious stone formation on the cover that has, like, an ominous-looking face. So, again, the band is called Poljuvrok, and that song was Ukost. And the album, I could not even tell you in Bulgarian what it is, but translated, it's Rumblings Echo Through the Silence. So, some really good Bulgarian black metal there. And then before that, we had some Kyra, or Kyra. It's a Finnish band, and they actually just put out a really good one this year. And this was actually off of their previous album. And it's one of those, unfortunately, quite like the Poljuvrok. I bought the CD, and I can't read anything on it. And this one's actually in English, and I still can't read a damn thing on it. Let's see. I just dropped it. All right. Yeah, there's this whole, you know, I understand that metal bands have to, like, especially black metal, you know, there's a whole aesthetic to everything. And, you know, don't get me wrong, this band has actually a pretty cool aesthetic to them. It's this kind of heathen, you know, lots of symbols, and it's you know, it's not your usual kind of satanic stuff, but, you know, I have to grumble a bit. Why does the text have to be written like I can't read anything? It's all in English, but I can't read a damn thing. It's written as though it's, like, in a script, but, you know, the only thing I can read is, may the old waters of the shoreless sea storm through the worlds, revealing the path towards the end of time, which, you know what, is pretty cool, but there's, like, a whole body of text before it that I can't fucking read, so, you know what, fix that. Before that was Ferocity, and Ferocity as in ferocious, and it is a, god, German, I want to say? They only put out, another band that only put out, like, one or two things. I think this is technically a demo from the late 90s. It's kind of that jazzy, death metal, cynic, atheist style, but they're a little bit more, I guess I would say, bizarre, a little more experimental, a little more annoying, frankly. Some of those singing moments are pretty bad, frankly, but I applaud bands kind of taking a risk and doing something a little bit strange. So that, again, was Ferocity, and the song is Yellow Puzzle off of Puzzle Into Various Spaces. And this is another one of those cool, you know, 90s death metal album covers that's, like, hand-drawn and really surreal and really, like, I mean, honestly, that was what drew me to the album in the first place. So that was a nearly 10-minute track from them. So if you hated that, I apologize for 10 minutes of that shit. But it was, I think that stuff every once in a while is good. When it gets too jazzy and wanky, it kind of sucks, but I think that band's on the right side of progressive, which I think is the second time I said that annoying phrase. All right, moving into the next block. I actually have to do some manual stuff here. So I'm going to play a band called The Berserker. I don't think they're around anymore. They're an Australian death metal band, but they were kind of doing that, like, industrial kind of cyber stuff. Not quite cyber grind, although they do get kind of grindy at times, but really it's just kind of death metal, melodic death metal, but they have a drum machine that just sounds like you know, something that would be used in, like, a breakcore album. Frankly, I don't love all of their stuff. I think that they are pretty interesting, and honestly, I kind of know them mostly because when I was getting into metal, you know, Earache was a huge influence, you know, bands like Carcass and Bolt Thrower, obviously, but I was also into bands like, you know, Akrakaki, and this was kind of a concurrent band to those mid-2000s stuff that Earache was putting out. So You know what? I like some of their stuff, and I thought it would be sort of interesting to share. I think that's, you know, as I'm kind of building the show, one of my goals is to share stuff that's, like, not necessarily, not that it's unknown, but, you know, maybe a little bit forgotten or a little bit, you know, oh, I haven't listened to that in, you know, 10 years type of stuff. So, and, you know, I've been collecting CDs for a couple decades now, so I have some stuff in my collection that you know, sort of does that for me as well. So hopefully it does it for you if you've heard it before or if you're just hearing it for the first time. So this is, again, the Berserker and Australian cyber death metal, and this is Through the Moonless Night. We're entering the second hour. Let's do it.
Medico-legal autopsies are often straightforward, requiring only that the pathologist proceed in a careful, thorough, and systematic manner.
Back. We've got what was that? Eightgar. It's actually a band I just found out about this week. They're from that English label, Aske, or Ask, the Antisocial Culture England, who puts out, you know, everything from power electronics to neofolk to some punk and oi and black metal and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So that was some recent stuff from them. And I actually don't really know anything about them other than it being on that label and just being some kind of noisy black metal-y punk type stuff. So pretty good. I think it's only on cassette. So I guess I'm showing my cards here by telling you that that one was not played on physical media. That was just a rip. But I am nonetheless promoting it, and you should definitely check it out. Before that, we had some Mayhem that was Buried by Time and Dust, and that was actually off of a bootleg CD from The Darkest Past, which is just a vocal-less rehearsal after Dead died and before they replaced him. And, you know, I'd say also for this show, I'm not really planning on playing stuff too much that people, you know, like, I'm not going to play De Mysterious, Dom Satanas, or something. Like, I think everyone's heard that before. There's no need for me to play that. So if I'm going to play something from a band that's been historically, like, overplayed, then I'll try to scrounge up some sort of cool variation or bootleg or something. So that's one that has been coincidentally buried by time and dust in my CD cabinet. I got this, I don't know, like 15 years ago. I think I found it in like New York in some shitty like used music place, like one of those places that like doesn't organize their stuff, and like no one has time to basically, no one in their right mind would spend time rifling through for hours, but, you know, 20-year-old me is, like, wanting to find a diamond in the rough, and I would not necessarily call this a diamond in the rough, but I did buy it, and probably that's the first time I've listened to it in over 10 years, so just kind of cool, especially if you're a fan of that De Mysterious album. Before that, we had some MIA, and that is some power electronics, harsh noise type stuff from France. Songs called Degeneration, and that's off of their new one, Old Man's Trash is Another Man's Pleasure. So some pretty in-your-face, disturbing stuff there. And before that, we had Lymphatic Phlegm. That was most of Side A, sort of arbitrarily cut it off there, and that's off of their EP, Vulgar Tissue Excavators and Morbid Organ Plastinators, Practitioners of Purulent Excisions. And it comes on kind of a cool 45, and it's like pink and all fleshy and weird and gory. So highly recommend checking that out if I think it's probably still in stock. So that's Lymphatic Phlegm. And before that, we had some In Flames. And again, that was one of their older albums. That was actually off of an EP, Subterranean. And it's the title track, Subterranean. I'm actually not the biggest fan of their first album, Lunar Strain, and this kind of follow-up EP, Subterranean. I do like Just Erase quite a bit, and then, you know, kind of falls off a bit from there. Although, I mean, you know, those Horacle and some songs on Clayman, and, you know, they're fine, but I really do think Just Erase is kind of their pinnacle. But I picked this up and I was in Japan, and they had like a first pressing of the Lunar Strain release on CD at a record store over there. So I picked that up, and, you know, still some pretty good mid-90s melodic death. So moving into the last half hour here, we're going to kick off with some Grav. So I have played Haydenfard from this guy before. I think his name is Sir N. And a lot of his stuff kind of sounds samey, I guess, at least as far as his solo work. But I know that he's in Reverarum Ib Malacht, the super weird Catholic black metal avant-garde band, which I'll probably end up playing maybe something off of their album, one of their albums from last year. I was thinking about it for this one, but I'll do it on a future show. But yeah, his stuff is, it's that kind of surfy atmospheric black metal. So this is off of, I think this might be his first full-length album for the Grav project. It's Projectioner of Dad, and this is the first song off of that. So let us listen to that now. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
we're coming to a close here. That was some Haken Cruz Nocturna, and they're an Italian black metal band from the mid-2000s, and I think it was on Tortegard. Some pretty good kind of bleak stuff that was Dying Forever off of Eternal Introspective Winter. I was actually going to play the next song off of that album, which is just kind of a nice, goofy dungeon synth, but, you know, kind of hits that perfect middle ground between sad and morose and atmospheric, but also kind of goofy, kind of like Burzum, you know, Daddy Baldur's, which is the epitome of goofy but atmospheric. Before that, we had some Cemetery Lights and super underrated, in my opinion, U.S. Greek-influenced black metal. That was off of The Underworld, and the song is Hades. Highly recommend diving into their stuff if you have not. Again, that was Cemetery Lights, and that's off of the LP version of The Underworld. So, about to finish this night off. I also just realized, I kept saying welcome back. I'm not sure who I'm welcoming back, because ideally you're the one listening, and I'm the one coming back, so I guess I'm welcoming myself back when I say that. So, still figuring out these vocal quirks. I hope you like the music that's been playing in the background. It's actually some Mark Mothersbaugh, and it's music for Insomniacs. I'm thinking of using this as my go-to background music while I talk. So, we'll see. Moving into the last song, we're going to listen to some Rotte. So, this is some Finnish. Oh god, is it Finnish? You know what? I didn't do my research on this one. I think it's Finnish. I really like their debut demo. I think this is the first album, Sialu Lina. So, we're going to listen to that in a second. This has been Through the Moonless Night, and you're listening to Radio Valencia. Thanks again to everyone who's been listening. I'm actually not going to be here next week, so probably just going to do a replay of this show, not too sure. I also will be posting my replays at throughthemoonlessnight.blogspot.com, where you can listen to the replays of all the shows. I'm also going to make an Instagram at some point. All right, let me stop talking and play us out with some Ratha. Good night, everyone. Enjoy.